Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much, man.
How you doing out there?
I hope everybody listening out at home or wherever they're at, you know, are, you know, enjoying themselves, enjoying, you know, some football or whatever sports they're watching. And, you know, what we do on this show, sports, entertainment, and everything else. And, you know, we're going to lead off with a little football, talk a little Jets, the Jet game, you know, with their latest loss, you know, to the Patriots by the final score of 17-16. We're going to also talk about the ongoing Giants game. You know, where the Giants so far have a 20-13 lead in the third quarter. We'll update you guys on that game as it continues. Also, we're also going to talk a little Knicks, as the Knicks fell yet again, but this time it was to the Raptors. We'll also discuss that. We'll talk about the arguably the best team in New York, the Rangers, as Rangers try to beat the Panthers yet again later tonight. And, of course, you know, we're going to wrap up with a little WWE, talk a little sports entertainment, and, you know, give us, you know, give our thoughts about what happened at the TLC pay-per-view event last week. So, of course, you guys all know the number, and feel free to give us a call and share your thoughts on what went down.
Oh, yeah.
But with that in mind, yeah, let's go to the Jets. And, man, it was like the Charles Dickens Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times. I mean, Geno Smith, he showed, you know, why Jets drafted him. But then when at crucial shots, you know, chances when they had to score, he got sacked, you know, in the inopportune moments. I'm losing my train of thought here. I mean, this was a game that the Jets could have won.
Yeah.
Had they played the game better, especially Geno Smith. I mean, you know, he got, when they had a chance to score and take the lead, you know, he just couldn't. I mean, he just showed that he had the sophomore jinx, basically. I mean, he had so many opportunities to give the Jets the lead, but he just couldn't. He made so many boneheaded plays, you know, and getting sacked when they're near the goal line. I mean, it's just crazy, you know. Another thing, you know, because of one of his sacks, you know, they lost a lot of yardage. So basically, Folk had to try to attempt a 52-yard field goal, but Will Fork blocked that shot. But yet that ball still barely that field goal almost went in.
Yeah,
it was almost good.
I thought it went in.
Yeah, I don't know. Shoot. Wolf must be Superman or Spider-Man or something. Because how the hell? Because on the replay, you don't. I mean, when it actually happened live, you don't think the ball was deflected because the ball had so much distance. But in the replay, you kind of see the tip of his fingers kind of deflect the ball, but yet it still had the yardage, and it just went you know, no good basically.
Yeah, I thought I thought it was going to go in, but it's like you said, it almost went in. Yeah, that was, I mean, if he would have hit that field goal, Jets would have won the game basically.
Basically, I mean, you know, I mean, Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady. I mean, he had, you know, like there was an interception he had, like the ball deflected off I forgot the guy's name from the Patriots. He deflected, and I think the guy's name was Williams, the guy who intercepted for the Jets.
Oh, okay. I remember that play. I forget who – was it LaFell?
Yeah, LaFell accidentally he was trying to catch the ball, the pass from Brady, but it deflected off his fingertips right into the Jets.
Yeah.
And that would have been a key turning point in game if, you know, they would have capitalized, especially Geno Smith would have capitalized. But, you know, they had multiple opportunities to try to take the lead, and which would have, you know, probably been, you know, been the game leader, game winner, you know. But
they couldn't capitalize on it.
And you know, this might be the last game Rex Ryan plays at, you know, coaches at home, and you know, this was like a shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jets played really good today. They put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. Defense played really great, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt.
But the offense, you know, they couldn't really do much.
Mhm.
And the late interception by Geno Smith pretty much killed their chances.
You ain't lying, man. And you know the Jets, what they fought 3-12, 3-12, 3-12.
I think so, something like that.
It's meanwhile the Giants are leading 27-13.
Yeah, and it's been a Royal Rumble going on at the St. Louis Stadium right now. A lot of melees, a lot of players jarring at each other, getting into physical fights. A few players have to be ejected from this game. But that's scrapping it out for nothing, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. For pride, basically.
Yeah.
And, yeah, basically, you know, both New York teams are playing for pride, you know.
Yeah, man. The only team to root for right now is my fantasy football team.
Yeah, they're the only ones that are doing good, man. I mean,
yeah, for real.
It's another lost season in New York, man.
Yeah, pretty much. We have to wait till next year.
Yep. And speaking of next year, move on to another horrible team in New York. The only team me and you actually root for. And, of course, that is the New York Knicks. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Knicks have lost again. You know, they lost Friday night against the Suns. This final score was 99-90. And today, just a few moments ago, the Raptors defeated the Knicks 118-108. And basically,
are you surprised?
No, not really. I can't say I am surprised. I'd be lying to you if I said I just don't know when they're going to win another game this year because
I mean, this team is horrible. This is their worst start ever.
Yeah, it is their worst start ever. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. This team might lose 60 games for the first time in their history.
Oh, I could see it. I could see them losing 70 games.
I could see it
seriously.
Too. I mean, this team is almost Philadelphia 76ers from last year bad. I wouldn't be surprised if they set the record. I mean, they're really bad, man.
Yeah, and you heard what Melo said. Melo says, like, there's people around him that want him to sit out a week because I guess he has some kind of injury or something.
Right, right.
But he doesn't want to listen to his people because, you know, he feels like that would make him weak if he sat out.
Well, I mean, if it's going to make him feel, you know, if it's going to make him, you know, because we're winning, we're losing with him and we're losing without him, so.
Yeah. It's not going to make any difference, you know.
Forget the machismo stuff. I understand you want to help the team, you know, but it doesn't matter if he's playing or not playing. I mean,
exactly.
We're still going to lose, so he might as well sit himself out and not worsen the injury. And then we're going to have to worry about him having surgery and then being out for the rest of the next year or whatever, or this year or whatever. You know, that's
that down.
Just gotta,
I agree, man.
All
I
this
agree with you.
Most of, I mean, it only works if you're producing. And I'm not saying he's not scoring. I mean, he's still scoring, but, I mean, the team ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, they're... Man, it's like they're losing every damn game.
They are. That's the only thing they're good at. You know what I'm saying? What is the losing streak? I lost count.
Man, I don't even know by now.
All you have to whatever the record was before the game is, just put, add an L to add a number to the next. You know, just add an L to the lost count. That's it.
I know, man.
I lost count. You know. Trust me, man. I've been a Knicks fan for at least 20 years now. And basically, all the teams I root for, you know, the Mets, Knicks. I mean, you Jets, you whatever you name it, man. They're just very. I've seen a lot of losing. So.
You have seen some winning. You've seen the Mets, the World Series back in 2000.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you've
I've seen,
seen
them
the Jets playoffs back-to-back season with Rex Ryan.
Right. I mean, I've seen them good, but I've never seen them, you know, I've seen them go to the promised land, but I've never seen them feast.
Win a championship.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen them go to the promised land and just get, you know, just walk right in front of the gate and basically say, sorry, you can't go in. kind of like National Lampoon, you know, sorry, we're closed. You know what I mean? You can't come in, basically.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, I just have to wait at least until next year for any of these teams to actually be remotely decent, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what else is there to say? The Knicks lose again. And they're going to play Wednesday night. Wednesday, I think, afternoon against the Wizards.
And they're going to lose that game.
Well, yeah, basically.
I mean, I'm not trying to jinx anything, but with the Knicks, you can't really jinx them.
You can't jinx the Knicks. The team hasn't won since 73. I mean, that's 10 years before, me and you were born. How much more jinx could they be? I mean, they had Patrick Ewing in his prime. they still couldn't win a championship.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I know he didn't have, like, a comparable Hall of Fame guy with him most of his career. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know,
mm-hmm.
What can you say? Did you see the new commercial promoting it? Liam Neeson is, apparently a Knicks fan, and he was basically spoofing the Taken movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he was wearing
a
Knicks hat.
I think I've seen it. Why would any celebrity be doing anything for the Knicks at this point?
He must really be a fan or getting paid a lot of money.
That's probably it.
I think it's Taken 3 movies coming out, too, so I think he's from, you know, that's basically to promote the movie also.
Yeah, have you seen the first two Takens?
No, I haven't, but, you know, those are the good movies, but I haven't seen them.
Oh, they're really good, man. The third one, I can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah, I gotta see the first two.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What was I gonna say? Oh, by the way, there was, like, I don't know if it was Vegas or some website basically says that Knicks have a 3% chance of winning a championship in the next, what, I think 3 years or no, maybe till 2020 or something like that. Some
man.
Statistic. I mean,
3%, man. I'd say that's stretching it a little bit.
Yeah, more like 1%. 1%, man. Who are they gonna face? Who are they gonna face to actually beat? Who are they gonna face? Not even to get to the NBA finals. Well, who are they gonna beat?
Man, they need to get players first before they can even think about winning a championship.
For real, they got way into all these expiring contracts to, you know, leave the team at the end of the year and then see who they sign in the offseason. Then I'll be like, well, then I'll start thinking maybe champion. But first, they got to take baby steps because you can't, man, they're not even crawling. Mm-hmm. And you're expecting them to fly? I mean, man.
Yeah, keep dreaming
get
on that.
Get to the playoffs. Actually show like you care, like you play defense, and then I'll think about the championship.
Exactly.
Man, it just shows you that that year they had a few years ago was an anomaly, man. That was the only year they were actually decent.
Yeah, man. I mean, this team is like, there's so many things wrong with this team. I can't even point.
Everything is wrong.
Yeah.
Everything is wrong with the team. We can't win. We can't win a game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we play good against bad. We play good against good teams, but they're better than us, so that we're gonna lose. And then we play horrible than worse than teams that are supposed to be better than on paper.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna keep getting worse, man. And I feel sorry for Derek Fisher because he's new, and you know this is his first year.
Oh yeah.
Who knows? I mean, they might get better next year if they get better players. But you know, right now it's a mess.
It is. It's really a mess. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. They're just really horrible.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know what else to say, man.
There's nothing to say.
There's nothing. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. You know, basically. Moving on to the other team in the Garden, you know, the exact opposite of
a real team.
A real team. The Rangers, man, they are the Power Rangers, man. They're trying to win their sixth game in a row, and they're facing the Hurricanes again.
Mm-hmm.
After they just defeated them not too long ago.
Yeah.
Recently. And I think it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they beat them yesterday in a shootout, 3-2. So, yeah, basically they're going to try to beat them again. Because I think it's a home-and-home series.
Right.
So now they're going to try to sweep them in that home-and-home series and keep their winning streak alive. So,
yeah, right now they're looks like they're fourth in the Metropolitan Division, so
mm-hmm.
but not by far. So yeah, this winning streak is really helping them get back into this thing.
Oh yeah, and they're the only team that's representing, and Cam Talbot is gonna start in place of Lundqvist tonight at goalie. At the goaltending position. And, hopefully they can keep this streak going, man.
Yeah, for real.
Go Rangers. But, before we get to WWE, we got to talk about all these hot stove rumors and moves, man. Padres, man, they're dealing, man. They acquired Justin Upton in a trade. They acquired Matt Kemp from the Dodgers. Trying to remember what else happened. The Mets are, were rumored to be, acquiring Tulowitzki, but that deal seems like it's not going to happen. And that deal would involve Mets top pitching prospect Noah Syndergaard to be going to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yep. John Lester to the Cubs. That's another big one.
Oh, yeah.
People thought he'd be going back to the Red Sox, but it looks like he's going to join Theo Epstein with the Cubs.
Yep. And Yankees did the Mets a favor. I'm going to say something that you never thought I'd be saying. No, I'm not, Alien did not just snatch my body or Sam Beckett from Quantum Leap into me to say these following words. But I will say this. This might be the only time you'll ever hear me say this, but let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees. Why do I say that? No, I'm not high. I don't take drugs. Why am I saying this? It's because the New York Yankees acquired Gonzalez Hermann from the New York Mets, the worst pitcher on the New York Mets last year out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Mets got rid of him. And the Yankees took him, and guess what? They gave us money back. The second most important thing in Yankee history. The Yankees care about championship, and they care about the money. And yet they gave us money to take back the worst pitcher on the Mets last year, or this year, I should say.
Hey, I guess the Yankees see something in him that the Mets,
thank you.
You know, that he couldn't do with the Mets. But, he did his ERA was not that bad. It was like, a 4.7, I think? 4.7.
I think it was in the fives, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look back, but he was horrible. Yeah. This guy.
Well, hopefully, he could, we've seen Mets players and Red Sox players come to Yankees and play good.
Yeah.
You know?
But then again, you guys said that about Benitez and,
That's true.
He blew that save. This was like a long time. This was 03, if my memory served me right. And, after he blew a save one game against the Red Sox, you guys cut him.
That's true, yeah. But, I mean, Hermann is like, he's
a young guy. But this guy sucks, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, you never know. You never know with these guys. You know, from year to year, it's these bullpen guys, one year they're good, one year they're bad.
True.
And he was only with you guys for like two seasons, I think, right?
Yeah. Here's his record. He didn't record a decision, but he compiled a 4.75 ERA.
Okay.
And career wise, he's 1-2 with a 4.31 ERA.
Okay. Well, how many strikeouts last year?
I don't. Let me see if I could find that out. I don't see it. I'd have to investigate further. But yeah, I don't see it right now. But he gave up 16 earned runs and 30 innings. Yeah, this guy is just very brutal.
Oh yeah, I don't think Yankees are gonna be using him
as a closer or anything. So
as a closer or setup man, but you know he's definitely gonna be a right man. You know he's gonna definitely bat against the right handers when Yankees need him.
You mean face them?
Right.
But yeah, that's your guy's problem, not mine.
Hey, Yankees, you know that they could they have a lot of guys right now in the bullpen and. Right now it's probably going to be Betances.
Mm-hmm.
I can never pronounce his name. Betances.
Yeah, you said it right.
He's probably going to be our closer next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be him or Capiano. So between those two guys, you know, one of them is going to be our closer.
You think Capiano is going to be a closer?
It's possible.
Well, I mean, he's usually a starter, but... Then again, he does have injury issues throughout his career.
You know,
he's a real good pitcher, but he never could stay healthy. So maybe putting him in as a closer might be a interesting idea.
They're talking about it, but you know, I think it's gonna be Betances.
Yeah, I would think so too. You know, to replace David Robertson who signed with the White Sox recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely worth seeing how the teams do.
Yep.
And by the way, we just spoke about the Knicks, their percentage of winning a championship. Apparently, the Mets have a 25-1 odds to win the World Series next year.
Oh wow! Well, it's the Yankees.
Let's see if it says the Yankees.
Yankees will be healthier again next year.
Let me see if it says. Oh, it looks like Mets and Yankees have the same odds. I don't think that's ever happened as long as I've been a fan.
Yeah, wow. 25-1.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
Interesting year, yeah.
Yeah, this should be the year Mets, you know, hopefully try not to be laughingstocks, Actually try to put a team together, but we'll see what they do in the offseason. So far they got Kadir, they got John Mabry Jr. to be a backup right-hander, power bat off the bench. We'll see what happens, in the offseason, because Mets really need to redeem themselves, because they haven't been a decent team since they collapsed in 07. But thank goodness, they got the pitching now. And, they just need to solidify the offense. And, Mets can, be a serious team in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah.
But let's recap about the TLC. What was your thoughts on the pay-per-view?
I thought it was a very good pay-per-view. There were some very good matches. I thought the John Cena Seth Rollins match was a good match. I thought the what other good match? The Dolph Ziggler and Luke Harper. I think that was the best match of the night.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that because it clearly was. I mean that literally set the pace for the entire night.
Mhm.
And I wasn't predicting. I didn't think Ziggler was gonna win because he just lost it not too long ago. But I guess since he's in front of his hometown crowd, they gave him something to cheer about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me see what else happened. I'm trying to think. What else happened at that pay-per-view event? Rusev beat. Oh yeah, the Usos, they lost to Miz and Mizdow.
Yeah. to Ms. Dow. I was about to say Stardust, but Stardust actually for the New Day.
Right. And I think New Day won. I can't remember who won.
The New Day with Big E and Kofi, they defeated Stardust and Gold and Stardust.
Yeah, and like I was
New
saying,
New Day.
Yeah, Rusev, he defeated Jack Swagger yet again. Ryback, I think he lost to the Giants just scored another touchdown. Your boy Beckham Jr., he scored another touchdown.
And this guy's phenomenal. He has two touchdowns today.
33-20 Giants with 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. So Giants look like they got this game, you know, down right now. So.
Wow, he has 11 touchdowns this year. He's already set a rookie record for touchdown receptions. And this guy almost has 1,000 yards for the season. And he's only played like 9 games, I think.
Yeah, he's impressive, man.
He's going to be phenomenal. And, like, you know, he says he's reached out to Michael Jordan and LeBron on how, like, get some insight on how to be a very good player and how to motivate himself. So it looks like, you know, the talks with the great ones have been helping.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's going to be great himself.
That's what you do, you know, when you talk to great players, or people who have experience, you know, on top of their game. You know, you got to – all you have to do is just sit down and – keep your mouth shut and listen to what they have to say.
For real.
You'll learn something. But with that in mind, let me see. Yeah, Rusev defeated Swagger. I'm trying to think what else happened. AJ lost to Nikki again. What else happened? He lost to Kane, or did he beat Kane?
Oh, he beat Kane. Yeah, in that
chairs
match.
Chairs match. Oh yeah, and the worst match of the night, as we all expected, the steps match, and guess who won? Big Show. Instead of Eric Rowan, which I mean, that just proved how useless this match was, because Big Show didn't need the win. I mean, Big Show, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, even this guy, you know. Just like Kane, you know, their best days are past them, you know. They're not the intimidating figure as they used to be, you know.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else happened.
Bray Wyatt defeated Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah, Bray Wyatt defeated Dean Ambrose, the main event match. You know, into that night, you know, you assumed that would have been the second match, and Cena would have been the main event as usual, but these last two pay-per-view events, Dean Ambrose has been in the main event. So,
yeah.
Well, actually three, because it was Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins, Hell in the Cell. Which one? The Survivor Series was Bray Wyatt versus I'm trying to remember, Bray Wyatt. Dean Ambrose the first time. And then this one.
This one, it was an okay match. I mean, it wasn't great as I was thinking it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good match. I mean, I was clearly the best match tonight was the Ziggler-Harper match.
Right,
no doubt
right.
about it.
But it was entertaining, you know, seeing, what's his name, Ambrose diving off the table three times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That match had its moments.
Yeah, I'd say it was the second best match of the night.
You think so?
And then I would say Cena a close third.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess it'd be somewhere. I mean, I think the Cena Rollins was a little better than the Wyatt Ambrose match. But then again, that match did have its moments. So.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they had the Roman Reigns, the big Roman Reigns return. You know, with him spearing, I think it was a Big Show. Through the table.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah, that steel stairs match.
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully that's the last steel stairs match we ever see.
You don't know what's out of my mouth. If they ever have another one, if they have two different people, maybe it'll be a better match. But yeah, I don't think there's a reason why there was never a steel step match. But unfortunately, in two months, there's going to be a WWE Fastlane pay-per-view event. So hopefully the pay-per-view won't be as good as the name of the pay-per-view. But we'll find out about that eventually in the next few months.
Yeah.
And of course, Cena defeated Seth Rollins as we all expected, because, you know, like I was thinking, you know, if Seth Rollins would have won, Seth Rollins would have had two number one contendership opportunities, which would have been useless, really.
Yep.
Realistically wise, you know. So, you know, Cena is still the number one contender, and he will face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble for the title, where he will tie Ric Flair's record of 16, you know, championships.
I thought he already owned the record.
No, but he will. Believe me, this guy, at the end of his career, he's going to have like at least 20 to 25 championships. he just keeps losing them and winning them so many times, man. I guess he lives up to the title, the champ is here, because he's always the champ. Shoot. Yeah, man. Mark it down. He's going to be the championship probably Royal Rumble. I think. Oh, yeah, because it's supposed to be the final chapter. So,
oh, yeah.
You know what? Mark this down. Yeah, that's it. He is going to win. And then Seth Rollins is going to cash in on maybe Royal Rumble or sometime after that. Because Brock Lesnar is not going to lose. Seth Rollins is not going to cash in on Brock Lesnar. One, Brock Lesnar is hardly there. He didn't defend the title in like 4 months. And two, heels versus heels usually hardly, you know, face each other, let alone cash the money in the bank on each other.
Yeah, I wonder when we're going to see Brock Lesnar again.
It's going to be Royal Rumble, because he's going to defend the title against John Cena.
Well, I mean, like on Raw, you know.
He was there on this Monday that just passed.
Oh, right. I just forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
When you tagged Chris Jericho.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that. Yeah, when Chris Jericho was, right.
Shoot, I forgot about that, too, until you just mentioned it now. Because I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, he did show up.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But, yeah, he finally showed up and prevented what would have been a Jericho versus Paul Heyman match. And Brock Lesnar just completely beat up, you know, Jericho before the match could even start. So,
yeah.
And then he, of course, attacked John Cena with some suplexes and then the F5. So, oh yeah, by the way, WWE is saying this is the last chapter. But I'm pretty sure, unless if Brock Lesnar's contract ends at WrestleMania, they will face each other many more times.
I'm sure of it.
But that's if Brock Lesnar's contract, you know, doesn't expire after WrestleMania, as it's rumored to be.
Yeah.
Because there's rumors that he'll
face again.
Because he's rumored to maybe he might go back to UFC. I mean, who knows?
Oh wow! Really? Wow.
But I mean, but we'll see. With that, anything you'd like to say?
Happy holidays. Everyone have a good Christmas, and check out my show, iMac, on Saturdays at 11, and come back here, check out Sports and Religion Sundays at 6.
You heard the guy. Check out both shows. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Check out this show, Sports and Religion, every Sundays at 6 p.m., and also tune in Saturdays at 6 p.m. Check out iMac with Macaulay. And I'll see you guys next week. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And I'll see you guys.